Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Brad Gasplin with KNIA KRLS News, and today we're going to talk with Boyd Mathis about an archery presentation at Lake Red Rock this weekend. Boyd Mathis is the owner of Bucks Hollow Sports in Pella, and he's also a member of the Hickory Ridge Archers. He's going to be giving a presentation on archery at Lake Red Rock on Saturday this weekend that will go over the basics of archery, the history of archery, types of bows, and will also give those in attendance a chance to shoot a few arrows themselves. He also hopes to have a few special guests in attendance, including Olympic-level archers from our local area, during his presentation on Saturday. Well, first, can I have you introduce yourself and explain what you do and what you're going to be teaching at Lake Red Rock next weekend?
My name's Boyd Mathis from Pella here. We were asked by the people out at the Corps of Engineers to do a seminar on archery, so we decided to put together a pretty good list of things, talking about everything from the history of archery to the opportunities for archery in the area, the organizations representing archery around here, the different things you can do with the bow and arrow from different target events, and introduce them to some of the people from around here, and then finish up with a little hands-on experience where they can get to shoot a few arrows out of a bow.
So why did you get interested in archery, and why should other people participate in it?
I always liked archery. I started on the hunting end of things. A lot of people start in on the target end, but I wanted almost a harder method, more basic and simple, but yet increasing the difficulty level, which is what archery was all about. You have to be just so to be perfect.
And what about it do you think it attracts the most people to it?
The traditional aspect that archery is 12,000 years old, you know, but yet modern all at the same time, I think. A lot of people coming into archery, a lot of archery in the media, a lot of movies about archery and stuff lately, a lot of archery on television. We got the Olympics coming up with a lot of archery in London this summer. So just a lot of media exposure to archery lately.
And you talk about having some historical background as well as being modern. Can you talk about the different types of bows that there are and how that relates to it?
Sure, we'll have all that out there too, but there's everything from long bows and recurve bows through modern compounds or even crossbows available this day. So you can go from as very basic as what looks like a stick with a string tied to it to a very modernistic bow with cams and wheels and lots of accessory gadgets bolted on.
Well, what's a good age for people to start doing archery? Is there an age that's too young for it?
Not really. I've had both of my children shooting a bow since they were 3 years old.
3 years old, really? Yeah. So it must be a tiny bow.
Yeah, a very tiny bow, and they really enjoy it. So I actually had them both shooting closer than their twos, but shooting quite a bit when they were three.
So do people need to bring anything to this event at Lake Red Rock, or is it all going to be there for them?
It should all be there. You might want to bring a lawn chair because we don't have very much seating available. So,
all right, and can you just give some of the basic information, the where and the when of it?
The GPS address, if you go that route or want to Google it, is 1628 Highway G28, which is basically about 6 miles west of Pella, right by Roberts Creek, right on Highway G28.
And when is it?
It is on June 2, Saturday, from 9 to 11 a.m.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Boyd Mathis with the Hickory Ridge Archers about his archery presentation that he'll be giving at Lake Red Rock on Saturday, this coming weekend, about the history of archery, the basics of shooting, archery opportunities in Marion County, and even give those coming a chance to shoot a bow themselves. He also hopes to have some very special guests, including Olympic-level archers from our area, in attendance. I'm Brad Gasplin with KNIA KRLS News. Keep it tuned right here to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.